Hey guys, welcome back to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. This is the Fantasy Bomb Dynasty Edition. 2020 season is not that far away. That's what I keep telling myself because, yeah, the season's about to wrap up, Super Bowl and all that, but Dynasty, it's always here for us, thankfully. So we're going to talk about some strategy. Just ended his season. Derrick Henry is hot topic because kind of took us all by surprise. We knew that he was a good candidate after a strong second half last year to be a top running back, but I don't think anybody really saw this kind of dominance coming, did we?
No, I don't think so. I definitely did not. I don't think anybody saw. Well, I'll get into it. But yeah, no. Well, I'm sure there were some people, but they were in the minority.
They can say, oh, we saw it coming. Even if you drafted him, you say, okay, he's going to be a strong player. You know, he's pretty sick. Come on. I mean, he was just flat out dominant. And of course, we didn't see the Titans offense in general turning around like this because didn't know that Ryan Tannehill could actually make a difference in a positive way. At least I know I didn't. Just to rattle off some stats real quick, even though you probably already know these, led the league in rushing with 1,540 yards, 102.7 yards per game. That's just rushing. We know not much of a receiver, which is kind of the only drawback, but it really doesn't matter when you lead the league in rushing yards and touchdowns, by the way, 16 touchdowns. And in the last, even if you include the playoffs, which I know for fantasy purposes, you say, well, we don't care, but I don't care either. I'm going to tell you, out of his last 10 games here, there were only two times he didn't reach at least 100 yards rushing. Talking about 188, 159, 149, 103, 211. Okay, and this is when it maybe didn't matter because it was week 17, but still it counts. All right, and then in the playoffs, just as dominant with 182, 195 yards, and then finally slowed down a little bit, surprisingly, by the Chiefs. So let me put it to you real easily. The question here is he a buy or sell? Because at this point, you can say there's no way you're going to get rid of a guy who's the best running back right now, the best fantasy asset maybe in all of fantasy football. But then there's also the notion that you sell at peak value. I mean, he can't possibly get better, right? Do you think he does this again?
No, I don't. To me, he's an obvious sell, in my opinion. And I have a few reasons for that. Number one, we don't know really the state of Derrick Henry. That's number one, right? If I recall, Derrick Henry's a free agent, right? I'm right about that, right?
I'm pretty sure, but let me double check our sources here. My source, of course, being the internet. Well, even if we assume, I mean, there's no way that he's going to go anywhere else besides the Titans, all right?
Not necessarily. I mean, you have to take into consideration. Yeah, he's eligible for free agency in March. Okay, I want to make sure I got that right. Okay. So, yeah, he's eligible for free agency in March. There's no guarantee he's going to be a Titan next year. That's number one. But number two, let's say he is a Titan next year. He benefited. I don't think people are giving enough credit to how much he benefited from Ryan Tannehill. Because when you have a quarterback, I know it's crazy to say, but when you have a quarterback who the defenses view as a legitimate threat, it opens up the running game. Look at Derrick Henry. Look at Derrick Henry early in the year. He had 84 yards, 82 yards, 44 yards, 100 yards, 78 yards, 28 yards, right? Then you look at down the stretch from week 10 on, 188, 159, 149, 103, 86, 211, 182. And in the playoffs, 182, 195, and then, of course, you know, not a game at Kansas City, 69. I can't just imagine that all of a sudden Derrick Henry just figured out how to run the football. I think a big part of that was Ryan Tannehill playing so well that defenses had to respect Ryan Tannehill, and that opens up the passing game. Do we expect Ryan Tannehill to continue to play the way he did during that stretch? I don't. I expect some Ryan Tannehill to come back down to earth a little bit. And then the third, and perhaps the most concerning part to me, is that Derrick Henry had over 400 touches this year. There's not a really good history of guys having over 400 touches and then backing that up with another stellar season. In fact, here's some stats for you. On average, running backs after a season with 400 plus touches, they average only 315 touches the next season, right? Average a fantasy ranking of RB18. Only 36 of the 64 running backs that have had 400 touches ranked in the top 10 the next year. Let's see. Yeah, so, and they only played an average of 13 games the following year. So it's asking a lot, a guy coming off a season like that. And then, if all that's not enough, the guy led the league in rushing and touchdowns and still only finished as the RB5. Not that the RB5 is bad. You're telling me a guy led the league in yards and touchdowns and still could only get RB5? He doesn't catch enough passes. So if he doesn't lead the league in rushing and touchdowns next year, where is he going to finish? RB15? Right? So in my opinion, there's too much going against Derrick Henry here to not try to sell him.
Well, I mean, all great points. So first of all, if you've been playing, you know, fantasy as long as we have, you remember guys who were just dominating just like this. And this is before the era of the pass catching running back, which is now taking over. But think about guys like Terrell Davis, right, who could single-handedly lead you to a title because of how dominant he was. Sean Alexander had an amazing season. Priest Holmes, dominant players, and then very quickly fell off a cliff, right? They were the top fantasy player, you know, in the world. It was unanimous, their first round, number one selection. You know, if you played Dynasty back then, yeah, you're holding on to them. And then pretty quickly, that's it. It's over. And so you didn't sell when you probably should have. Now, is Derrick Henry going to fall off a cliff? I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but would you rather sell him before that happens or after it's too late, you know, be left holding the bag? So there's also the concern, like you said, he's not involved as a pass catcher. More and more players are. You don't necessarily need one player, one running back to carry your team. Now, he did that this year. But again, are you betting on a repeat, right? Are you going to assume he's doing that next year? He's definitely, obviously, a first-round top 10, maybe top 5 pick in redraft. But this is Dynasty. You have to look long-term. Yeah. So I'm definitely on board with selling at this point. But obviously, you got to get a fair return. So let's talk about that. Now, do you feel like a first-round pick, obviously, that's a must, right? You got to get at least a first-round pick. Probably multiple picks and maybe a player. Are you seeking for sure a pick this year because you like the running back class? Or would you rather have a player who you think may be more interchangeable at running back? I mean, what's the haul that you'd be looking at for a guy like Derrick Henry? Because again, this is the time, prime time to sell.
Well, me personally, if I was going to take a pick, it would have to be an early first round, like, if not the 1.01, at worst, like the 1.03, and that's probably too low. But I'd also want a player thrown in there, maybe like an RB2 type of guy, something like that, like a Marlon Mack or something, somebody in that kind of range. But what I'd really be trying to do, me, the way I play, I would be trying to get a low-end like wide receiver one, like a low-end dynasty wide receiver one, maybe someone a little older who people don't value quite as highly but still has wide receiver one capabilities, and then a lower-end RB2 type or maybe even a higher-end like flex RB3 type thrown in with it, because I feel like people just view Derrick Henry as a top five dynasty running back right now, which holds tons of value. So I'd either want to get the pick with a solid, you know, RB2 type, although my real preference would be to get a wide receiver one type, like a lower. Obviously, you're not going to get, you know, like a Michael Thomas, who's probably going to be the top dynasty wide receiver right now. But if you get somebody a little farther down, maybe a Julio Jones, somebody like that, who still gives you wide receiver one production, but it's a little bit older. So maybe the Julio Jones owner is like, okay, I can par with them. Plus a decent, like a low-end RB2 or high-end flex RB3 type, that's what I'd really be looking for.
Yeah, if I get Julio for Henry plus a draft pick, I'm doing that. I mean, right now, hit and accept. A name came to mind. You're talking about a guy a little bit older, maybe not quite the high-end wide receiver he used to be. What would you say if somebody offered you, let's say, AJ Green and a first-round pick, and let's say it was the, you know, first half of the first round? Would that be enough for you? Would that interest you?
I don't think I can do AJ Green. I know he fits the bill of the of the aging, you know, wide receiver one type, but I'm just too worried about his health going forward. So I don't think AJ Green and the pick. Now, if it was the 1.01, at least now I know that whatever running back out of this class lands in a home run spot, I can get him. He's mine, right? I know I got him. But if it, the problem is if you have the 1.02 or the 1.03, you don't know. I mean, I know we say it's a loaded class, but not every running back has come out. It doesn't look quite as strong as we thought. And you never know where these guys are going to end up. So I don't think I could quite do that.
Right. And so that's the problem for me is we talk about how deep this class is and how many talented running backs, but that's almost a problem is there isn't, you know, like a Saquon Barkley coming out. There's not an obvious guy who's dominating, clear right. number one pick. And some of these guys aren't going to hit. Like, let's just face it. Out of these 5-6 top running backs that there are, someone's not going to have a good career, right? It's not going to happen where every single one of them is going to be a fancy RB1, especially in the first year. And then you're betting on the fact that you're going to make the smart pick before you even know who's going to end up where. So it's still, there's a lot of risk here, you know, and having the safety of knowing, well, Derrick Henry, even though, okay, technically he could go somewhere else. I mean, look, Titans aren't dumb. They're going to keep him, right? And so I'm only doing it for a draft pick, me personally, if it's at least top three, but I have to get a solid player in return, like you said, a pretty good wide receiver. Someone's willing to sell, maybe I'll call it low on Odell Beckham, right? They're tired of him. I'll take him, right? I'd rather have him than AJ Green. I don't know if you're going to get that, but I'm just saying it would take more than just a draft pick because, I mean, who's the best rookie running back coming out right now? We haven't really broken down our rankings on that. We're going to take a look at that pretty soon after the combine, but I mean, do you really want Jonathan Taylor just come in? You think he's going to replace Derrick Henry? You know, Cam Akers, Travis Etienne. I don't see.
Actually, I think Etienne stayed. Etienne decided to stay.
Oh, well, there you go. There's one more running back off the board.
That's what I mean. This class, you know, doesn't look as strong as it did a month ago because some of these guys have decided to stay another year. So that's why if I can't get the 1.01, like there's a big difference between the 1.01 and even the 1.02. Because the 1.01, if somebody like if Jonathan Taylor lands in some amazing running back spot, right, where it's like, oh my God, he's like, this is it. He's the guy. Like there's no other, like he has to be the guy here, kind of like what we saw with Josh Jacobs last year or Zeke or with Fournette, something like that. Then you know you're going to get him. Like you're okay, I got him. So you feel okay. But if you're the 0-2 or the 0-3 and nobody else really lands in a great spot, you're kind of like, do I feel that great about this pick now? So, yeah, that's why to me, picks aren't as good. I'd rather, like you said, like an Odell Beckham would be great. If I could get an Odell Beckham and then, you know, maybe like a fringe, not a fringe, but like a flex RB3 type who has some upside, you know, some maybe like a one of these satellite backs who gives you a little something every week, but then if something happens to the game back can really, you know, take off for you, that's what I'd be looking for, something like that.
Yeah. You know, let's not forget, too, the script was flipped a little bit this year because we just assumed the rookie running backs are going to come in and have a role. And there was a lot who let us down, disappointed, weren't worth anything. You know, we could say, well, it wasn't a strong class, but still, it was a lot of rookie receivers who did well. And so maybe that thinking, that line of thinking, well, I'll just get a rookie running back and he's going to, you know, be my RB2, my starter. Not necessarily, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, let's just bottom line agree. Derrick Henry, if you get a fair, what you deem a fair trade, which of course every league depends on your format, depends on your depth and all that. Depends on also if you're a team that's built to win this coming year or if you're rebuilding, right? But I'm guessing that if you had Derrick Henry last year, you probably aren't that low in the rankings anyways that you already have a high draft pick. But yeah, so at this point, sell, try to take advantage of that opportunity if you can get something good back. And that should be at least a very, very high first-round pick. But you've got to get at least a solid starter, like I said, maybe a wide receiver one or an RB1, maybe RB2.
Yeah.
All right. And I think we both agree Ryan Tannehill is just not going to ever do what he did the second. This is not going to happen.
No, I don't think so. Okay. That was a heater.
That's all that matters to me. All right, guys. Well, check out. We're going to have a whole series of these, Dynasty Buy or Sell, all off season long. Try to give you the best advice before and after the NFL draft. Things are going to change pretty dramatically. But you know what? It's never too early to make some trades, right? Try to improve your squad all off season. That's the name of the game.
That's right.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, do it now. You got plenty of time. Thanks.